Are you considering having an aesthetic procedure performed?
Confused by all the information out there?
Welcome to It's a Young Thing,
where Nurse Paula Young arms you with the knowledge on all things cosmetic and aesthetic.
And now, Nurse Paula Young.
Hey everyone, it's Nurse Paula Young. Welcome to It's a Young Thing. I'm so glad you could join me again this week for part two of my discussion with our physician assistant, Lynn Testiaudi from our Young Medical Spa office. And Lynn's not only just a PA, but she's also a registered nurse as well. And I'm really thrilled to have her back again. Lynn, welcome back.
Thank you.
And this week, we're talking about part two. Last week, on our podcast, we talked about Thermiva vaginal rejuvenation and how this really is wonderful for women who are having some problems with a slight to mild to moderate urinary incontinence, also some vaginal dryness and vaginal laxity, and also some maybe loose labia. They really want to tighten everything up and feel a little bit better and feel a little bit more in control of their bladder and their sex life. And sometimes, you need a little bit more than just the Thermiva vaginal rejuvenation. Sometimes some women just need a little bit more help. And that's why we're back here today. And we're going to be talking about the O-Shot. And I don't know if you guys remembered the podcast that I did with Dr. Young. We talked about the P-Shot. Well, the O-Shot and the P-Shot procedure were both kind of trademarked by the same physician. And we're really thrilled to be certified to provide both of those treatments to our patients at Young Medical Spa. So Lynn, let's talk a little bit about the O-Shot, and it's involving PRP again. We've talked about this in many other podcasts. So let's start talking about the O-Shot, Lynn.
Okay.
So we talked about PRP, platelet-rich plasminogen, and we talked to our patients about that before when we talked about the P-Shot and also microneedling with PRP when we did that for the treatment of the face in a previous podcast. So let's talk a little bit about the O-Shot procedure. Why would a woman want to get the O-Shot procedure? What kind of problems would they be presenting with?
So the O-Shot primarily helps with vaginal lubrication, with increased sensitivity during sex, which would help a woman be able to have an orgasm or have an orgasm a little more quickly. And it also will help with urinary stress incontinence.
So this does help with the woman's ability to become aroused and also to achieve orgasm. So if they're having problems with their sex life and it's physical in nature, this would be something that could help them.
Yes, it does. The PRP actually stimulates the growth of new nerves and new blood vessels in the area.
All right, so let's talk about the procedure. So first, we're pulling PRP from a patient's blood test. We just draw a vial of blood and we spin the PRP out. So tell our listeners what happens after their blood has been drawn.
So once the blood's been drawn, the patient typically will have what's called pre-med on the outside of the labia and in the vagina, just a little bit, just to numb up the tissue so that the shots, you don't feel the shots. That stays on for about 30 minutes. Then the PRP is prepared in the lab in a certain fashion, then is brought into the room, and the two injections after the pre-med is wiped off. The first injection, it goes into the anterior vaginal wall, which is where the G-spot is located. And the second injection is done into the clitoris. And most patients are really nervous in the beginning because they think that the procedure is going to be really uncomfortable. And I've not had one patient say ouch or made any notation that it was painful. So the risk of discomfort is basically, very, very small.
And, it's the same small needle that we use even for the P-Shot for men. It's a very tiny, small insulin type syringe. If you've ever seen those little tiny needles that, diabetics use to inject their insulin, they're very, very, very small needles, very thin. And you really do not feel them much, especially when you've got a topical anesthetic on. Mm-hmm. So, this is a treatment that can be repeated, to give women more orgasmic control or more vaginal lubrication. So it's not something that's once and done. So so if they were to get more than one series of injections, how long would they have to wait, between getting these done?
So we hope that there's some improvement. Most women notice an improvement within the first 8 weeks, if not sooner. But if there's no improvement by 3 months, then we'll repeat the second injection. And then at that point, a woman can opt to have it done yearly if they desire. So those are the recommended sort of time frames.
All right. So, you know, if you're, you have to repeat it. So you, it's mainly going to repeat it to people where it didn't, they didn't respond to it the first time and they want to try it maybe the second time, about 2 months later or so. But then you could have a patient where it worked really well, but they might want more, like maybe it wore off a little bit and they might want more. And that would be your second type of patient that would get some more. So what do you, what's the success rate with OSHA?
I would say the success rate's about 90%.
About 90. And then are there any risks associated with it?
Well, the risk would be there may be some spotting after the injections, but that's pretty much it. As long as the injections are placed in the proper place, there's very little discomfort to no discomfort, and there may be a little bit of spotting afterwards.
Now, you know, all results aren't the same with everyone. Some people have great results, some people have not so great results, and some people have no results. So that's one of the things that, you know, you really can't predict when somebody comes in for a treatment like this, especially even with the P shot as well for men. But we had talked about last week on the Thermiva Vaginal Rejuvenation podcast that this is a really good combination procedure. Talk about that. How would you combine both of these? What type of woman would come in with these kind of problems? Like, how would you treat them with both of these procedures?
Sure. So if a patient comes in and they're concerned with issues where the Thermiva procedure would benefit them, such as the radiofrequency treatment to the outside labia, obviously the OSHOT's not going to help with that. So the combination of Thermiva with the OSHOT, two Thermiva, one OSHOT, pretty much covers all basis, you know, versus a patient coming in just stating that she wants to have better lubrication and better orgasms, then the OSHOT would be the treatment of choice. But if a patient comes in and they've got, you know, the wider range of symptoms, then the best way to approach it is two Thermiva with one OSHOT.
And so, and again, there are some contraindications or some patients that really are not going to do well with either of these procedures. So let's talk about those a little bit.
So the contraindications with the OSHOT primarily would be if there are any bleeding disorders. Also, the person who smokes is not going to have the same benefit from the OSHOT as someone who doesn't smoke.
And why is that?
I imagine it's because of the blood vessel disease that's possibly there. Also, if someone's taking corticosteroids like prednisone or any other anti-inflammatories at a higher dose, we ask that they stop 2 to 3 weeks prior to the OSHOT because the inflammatory response that occurs after the OSHOT is one that we want to happen. So if you're taking steroids or anti-inflammatories, that's going to suppress that reaction.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then, so, and also too, we have to put on any patient that's had recent cancer in the vaginal area.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a prolapse vagina, something like that. So these are, you know, you really want to come in, you know, we are going to ask in our office, we're going to ask for a recent pap smear and physical exam by your gynecologist. I mean, this is going to have to be a relationship between your gynecological care as well as what we can do for you at Young Medical Spa. Correct? Is there anything else that they would need?
I don't think so.
No, that's pretty much it. So, you know, I'm really glad we're talking about these. These are such sensitive issues. And people get, even one time in the office, you guys, you have to realize, we had an open house one day and we put out some flyers, some little questionnaires for women that were sitting in the lobby, you know, and nobody knew what anybody was really filling out. But we just asked them to answer like 5 questions about their sexual health and, you know, urinary content. And women were so uncomfortable and so embarrassed to talk about this. And it's like, this is why we're doing these podcast series. This is stuff that people are afraid to talk about. And so we're trying to give you everything that you would need to know to even think about wanting to come in and sit down and talk with us to see if perhaps you might be a candidate for either Thermiva Vaginal Rejuvenation or the OSHOT. It's a very intimate issue. We get it. We're women. We have the same kind of problems too. And we're so thrilled to be able to bring these treatments to you, to our patients, to help you just feel better about your sexual health. Don't you think, Lynn? I mean, you have so many women that come in that just are embarrassed to talk about it.
They are. They typically will bring it up when I'm doing filler or Botox on them and they see the signs in the exam rooms. They'll ask about the treatments. And so it's usually when it's just, you know, I'm in the room, patient's in the room. And that's when they'll ask.
Yeah. So you know what? The stigma's gone, ladies. It really is. We're here to help. There's so many medical practitioners out there that perform Thermiva Vaginal Rejuvenation. But you do also have to check for the OSHOT. that the provider is actually listed on the OSHA website. That's a trademark procedure. So you want to make sure that the practitioner that would be doing performing the OSHA on you is an approved practitioner on the OSHA website as well. So that's really all we have this week for vaginal and female rejuvenation, really, feminine rejuvenation last week and this week. I mean, this is, you know, nice little bundle that we can put together to really help a lot of our women patients feel beautiful about themselves. And, you know, a lot of women just kind of lose all this after childbirth, you know, giving birth to these beautiful babies sometimes just does some pretty nasty things to our body and kind of takes away a little bit of our femininity. And this is just a wonderful way to help our patients get that back. So Lynn, thank you so much for joining me again this week on It's a Young Thing. And thank everyone, make sure you share this. I'm sure you've got some girlfriends out there or someone that you know that, you know, has these issues and wants to know a little bit about it. These podcasts are free. Share them. They're available on our website at youngmedicalspa.com. They're on SoundCloud. They're on iTunes. And they're on iHeartRadio. So make sure you subscribe, you listen, and you share. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to It's a Young Thing with Nurse Paula Young. If we didn't discuss a topic you're interested in today, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes so when we do, you don't miss it. The cosmetic aesthetic world can be confusing. We're here to arm you with quality, truthful information from our many years of experience. For even more info, youngmedicalspa.com.
This has been a Steve Mittman social media creation. Steve Mittman, socialmedia.com.
The creators, producers, participants, and distributors of this podcast disclaim any liability in connection with the material expressed herein. This information should not be substituted for individual medical counseling. Information on this podcast is not intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any condition. It is intended for educational purposes only, based on the research and experience of Young Medical Spa. Discussion of specific treatments is done only in an office visit directly with the patient. Contact our office to schedule.